Penguin Random House Audio presents Tom Clancy, Shadow of the Dragon by Mark Cameron. Read for you by Scott Brick. Men who are accustomed to eat at tiny tables in howling gales have curiously neat and finished table manners. Rudyard Kipling. When two tigers fight, one is injured beyond repair, and the other one is dead. Chinese proverb. 1. Dr. Patty Moon sat bolt upright in her plastic deck chair, startled at the sudden noise coming across her headset. The biting wind blowing off the Chukchi Sea didn't realize it was spring and pinked her round cheeks and smallish nose. Apart from her hands, which she needed to work the Toughbook portable computer, her face was the only part of her not bundled in layers of wool or fleece. Dr. Moon leaned toward the folding table, situated on the afterdeck of the research vessel Sekuliak, straining to hear the noise again. Sekuliak was Inupiaq for young ice. Appropriate for a science vessel capable of traveling through more than 2 feet of the stuff. They were in open water now, taking advantage of a large lead, more than a mile wide, to set some research buoys before the wind blew the ice pack back in. Moon touched a finger to her headset as if that would help her make more sense of the sudden burst of sound. A former sonar technician on a Navy destroyer, she'd listened to a lot of noises from the deep, but nothing like this. She sat up again, shook away a chill, telling herself it was just the wind. The scientist slouching beside her turned to look at her with sleepy eyes that dripped barely veiled contempt. She didn't take offense.